I've been a Green Bay Packers fan for my whole life. Our Sunday ritual always involved watching the Packers games, and then at halftime, going outside and throwing the ball around in the backyard. We'd try and recreate, you know, Makowski to Sharp, and you know, all the whatever we saw on the field, we'd run around in the backyard and try and do. It usually didn't end in happiness when I was a kid. It was tough, but like I said, I was always taught that doesn't matter. You stick with your team, and I think in Wisconsin, there's that loyalty. I think not just for football, but sort of across the board. That, you know, you stick with people. People are loyal. People help each other out. It doesn't depend on if somebody's being successful at the moment or not. And that's something I love. I can't remember a time where I didn't cheer for the team. They weren't great in the 80s, but that didn't matter. It's your team. You stick with them. It's just great that they're good now. But regardless, always been a Packer fan. My name is Ryan Holt Murphy, and I'm a lawyer for an investment bank. And I live in New York City and Chicago.
My name is Marie Packer, and I'm an emergency medicine doctor. When I walk into a patient's room to introduce myself, I say, "Hi, I'm Dr. Packer, what brings you in today?" If they have any football affiliation whatsoever, I get either, you're not a Packer fan, are you? Or I get, "Oh, you must be a Packer fan. Are you a Packer fan?"
I met Marie, what I call now the greatest trip of my life. I was at my 10-year law school reunion, and Marie's cousin was a law school classmate of mine, so she introduced us at a karaoke bar in Madison.
Oh, he freaked out. And I don't even really remember how it came up. We were just talking and talking about stuff, life.
Then I start talking about the Packers, which usually takes no more than 30 seconds. When I meet somebody, we start talking about the Packers.
But it just, you know, it just came up that he was really into the Green Bay Packers, and I think he probably even showed me his Wisconsin tattoo. He was very proud of it, and I think I just sort of offhandedly was like, "Oh, that's my last name."
And I thought, wow, this girl is kind of cruel. Like, she's mocking my Packer fandom. I was certain she was making fun of me. Absolutely certain.
He was like, "What? What?" And then I was like, "Yeah, look, here's..." So I had my driver's license out and credit card out, and I didn't know it at the time, but I think he was just like, the wheels were turning, and I think he was already, you know, thinking about how he was going to change his last name, and wow, what if that was my last name? And
I did not believe that there could actually be this beautiful, awesome girl whose last name was Packer. I thought, she's got to be making fun of me.
I mean, he made me laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh like I've never laughed so hard the first time after meeting someone. And so it was like I knew him forever.
For me, it's never even been a consideration as far as changing my name. It just was the most natural thing. It's Packer. I mean, this is, you know, what else? I can't imagine, you know, any other name, you know, that I would want. And I mean, I feel like I was born into it.
He did not put it on the table right away. I think it just took a little bit of time. It took like a little bit of time and, you know, talking on the phone and texting and, you know, Facebook stalking of each other, where, you know, I'm looking at more and more pictures and it's like the Packer flag at Machu Picchu, the Packer flag at Antarctica. And I'm like, I think he's really trying to play it cool with how big of a super fan he is. And I think he was, because I think he's been just wanting to take my last name since day one.
It was January 2015, and I decided to take myself to Paris for my birthday. I went to Paris for the weekend, and the NFC Championship game was that Sunday on my actual birthday. I'd found in advance a Packer bar right in central Paris that was filled with Packer fans from all over Europe, and it was just wonderful. It was, again, that Wisconsin community. Even though we were 4,000 miles from home, you know, there were people from Boston that lived in Luxembourg. You know, it was fantastic. It was really neat. It was really neat. It was a great community, and it was a lot of fun to watch the game there. So while I was watching the game in Paris, Marie was here in Chicago, and she and I were texting like mad, and and it looked really good to start with.
So I remember we were kind of watching it like in tandem, like long distance. I don't remember who they were playing, but I just remember it was a huge monster game and they lost and it was really tragic.
I think that was when she really got the full extent through the heights of my delirium when it looked like we were going to win, and then the depths of my sorrow when it didn't turn out that way.
His devotion to football is pretty much unparalleled from anyone I've ever met. But I don't know, I just think he's a terrific guy. I just think he's the most terrific guy I've ever met. And I feel like I light up like a Christmas tree when he's around.
April and I met at a couple of business meetings. It was sort of just flybys where you sort of just get introduced in a group of people. But we really actually met and had our first true conversation in the atrium of Lambeau Field.
My name is April Hirschman, and I live in Appleton, Wisconsin.
My mom is a caring, loving, helping mother.
My mom and I are definitely close. She's an awesome person. She's a fighter, and she's definitely a caring, loving person.
When I met Bill for the first time, we were at an event at Lambeau Field, and I was talking with, you know, a couple of sales reps, and Bill happened to be with this group that I was talking to. I basically went up to him and I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not sure I know you. Hi, I'm April Honig." And he's like, "Nice to meet you, I'm Bill Hirschman." We went out to lunch and we really just struck a friendship. And then he asked me out. It just kind of like the whole butterfly thing kicked in, and the rest is history. Once we kind of knew that we really liked each other or had some love feelings for each other, we really sat down and said, you know, how is this going to work? Because our children matter.
One of the things that I had always promised myself, really when Maddox was born, was that I was going to be the father that I wanted to be, set my own path, my own course for how I was going to deal with her and our relationship as a family.
When Bill and I decided to take the next step, it was something that he wasn't expecting as far as how we would take the next step. How cool would it be for me to ask Bill to marry me? He was like taken by surprise, like, wow. So I said, you know, I really want to spend the rest of my life with you. You're the guy. Like, you bring peace to my life. And for the first time, I'm in a functional relationship, and this is amazing. And I don't want to let this go.
I knew at some point this was going to happen. I was surprised that she asked me to marry her, yes.
He says to me, "What can I tell you tomorrow?" And I was like, "What?" And so, of course, we started laughing, and he's like, "Of course, I would love to take you as my wife."
Everybody at a fairly early age has this team instinct. And so I think that there's a lot of ideals that you can garnish from the team approach into the family approach.
It's always teamwork. And Vince Lombardi is great at, you know, kind of being that mentor, so to speak, that people still look up to today. And one of his quotes, I don't know exactly what it says, but there's key words in there. And one of them is, when an individual makes a commitment to passion, you use your heart power. And through that heart power comes success, because you won't give up. And I think that's really what I use to help gel our family. So the head coach of the family is probably me.
My mom is the coach.
It's a tough one, but I'll probably have to agree with my brother. My mom is probably more of the coach. She can keep everyone in line and knows what's best. But I'd have to say Bill is probably a quarterback, too. He carries the team on his back, and he's always there as well.
Bill's the assistant coach of the team.
I don't know if I would call him my assistant coach or not. The kids might call him an assistant coach. So I don't know if maybe I'm the offensive coordinator or coach and he's the defensive coordinator coach. I don't know how that works, but together we make a great, great coaching staff.
Mackenzie is definitely the mess maker on the team.
Mackenzie is probably the quarterback in the sense that she really has the ability to scan the entire environment as she enters new chapters in life. So I kind of consider her the quarterback.
Eric's probably the water boy. He's helpful, though.
I consider probably Eric to be the center. He really kind of keeps us on the laughter meter because sometimes life can get too serious. And Maddox is probably more like the water girl in the sense that she's always giving us things to kind of feed our souls, whether it's through her art or whether it's through her baking. And so she's kind of that person to kind of keep us in check.
Being a part of a team is definitely a state of mind. Doesn't come easy. Definitely takes work and commitment. But if you have those things, then it works well together.
Together, we make a heck of a team.
We're a big, happy team now, so it's really good.
So when when I was thinking about proposing, I wanted to do something that that would have some meaning to her and have some meaning for us as a couple. And so the Shedd Aquarium was where our first date was. So that seemed like a perfectly natural fit. They have this wonderful thing that you can do there where you can actually get in the water with the animals. We were in the water for about an hour, and then at the very end, the trainer has this big waterproof box, the ring that I had slipped them earlier. They put that in the box.
I had not even a clue, not even remotely a clue, what was going on. And so when they threw the box, I thought there was gonna be like fish or something in the box. I had no idea. They made it sound like it was toys just that were gonna be in the box to play with for the whales.
I'm watching them throw this box, and this represents the sum total of my savings for the last like year and a half. And I'm watching this box fly through the air in the water, and I'm thinking of all the things that can go wrong. It can open up, it can go down a drain, the whale could eat it. I mean, who knows? And so, thankfully, so the whale grabbed it in its mouth and swam over.
My hands were really cold and wet from the water, so the box is kind of like slipping around in my hands, and I didn't know at the time, but Ryan is just like, oh my God, do not drop the ring. And like, I finally get a hold of it and I open it, and then there's a little blue box inside. And then I just started like weeping. And then Ryan fortunately took it from me and then asked me. Everyone was like, is that a yes? And I was like, yes.
I wore my Packers jersey into the pool. Because I thought, you know, if I'm going to become Mr. Packer, today's the day when that starts. I've got to wear my jersey. And she said she was wondering that morning, one, why is he wearing his jersey in the pool that's just going to get messed up? And he loves that jersey. And also, why is he being so weird? And I think I blamed it on work. I said, oh, I'm just stressed out about
he
work.
Just, he but seemed I was a little, like, off and a little, like, terse. And I just had no idea. I had no idea at all. People think it's shocking, and I just want to be like, you've met him, right? I mean, I didn't think it was surprising in the least. Why would I change my name, like the traditional thing for a woman to do, when he was just like, I could tell he was just aching to like become Ryan Packer and make that his last name. The wedding is next June, June 17th, 2017. We're doing it in, I know we're supposed to call it the Willis Tower, but we all still call it the Sears Tower, in a place called the Metropolitan Club. So now we haven't picked colors yet, but he knows that he wants to have the bars at the wedding will have like these sort of light up, the bar itself will light up, and you can make one green, you can make them any color you want. So he wants to make like one green, one gold, which I think is perfect.
My dream wedding would be on the 50-yard line at halftime, where we're up by 3 touchdowns against the Vikings with Aaron Rodgers as my officiant. Maybe we could have the offensive line, you know, as the best men, along with a couple friends of mine. And we wouldn't have to worry about guest numbers because we could have 80,000 guests, so it'd be perfect. So that would be, yeah, halftime at a Packer-Viking game, Aaron Rodgers as the officiant would absolutely be my dream wedding. So the Packers flag has been with me for the last 8 or 10 years or so, and I take it with me absolutely everywhere I go. And I've been fortunate to do a lot of traveling over the last 10 years, from Moscow, Hong Kong, Antarctica, Brazil, Japan, a lot of different places, and have always brought the flag with me and always try and get a picture somewhere on my travels with the Packer flag to represent the team wherever we go. I think we'll just continue wherever we go, and we'll have to incorporate it in the wedding somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe the backdrop of it.
Maybe Eric, our officiant, can drape it around his shoulders. Or you can.
Yeah, I would do that. It's been a fun life. I've Wisconsin's always home, but it's a big, bright world out there, and it's been a lot of fun to go see other places, live other places. But wherever I go, wherever I travel, home and the Green Bay Packers always stick with me.
When April and I got engaged, we were trying to think of how we really wanted to do this wedding.
We looked at each other and we said, we met at Lambeau, really? I wonder if Lambeau does weddings.
Once we found out that they would do it, there was no other searching, no other question. It was like, Lambeau Field can have our wedding? done. Let's do it.
Knowing that we were going to Lambeau, obviously that's not a church, so we needed to find somebody to marry us. And for the first time, I found myself searching on Google, Googling for a pastor.
They stuck out. Bill and April were very remarkable, and so in my mind, when I think of all the weddings that I've done, there's few couples that I remember so well. Bill and April are definitely near the top of that list.
When we first started talking to him, I believe he might have thought we were a little bit crazy. But what was really cool was he was just as crazy as we were. And when we started approaching him with these ideas, he was like, nope, never done this before. Absolutely, let's do it.
And I encourage couples every time that they can do their own wedding however they want to do it, because there is no other couple like them. And so for me to be a part of that, even if it's just for a small window, and even if I never speak to the couple again, there's always that, I just enjoy those few minutes, because that's a unique setting that nobody else will ever get to be a part of, and I get to share a little part of their life. And I like that.
Once you start down that path to having your wedding at Lambeau Field, it opens up just the really wildest, coolest things you can imagine.
Well, gosh, I wonder what it would be like if we asked our pastor to wear the zebra stripes.
I mean, our wedding invites looked like game day tickets.
Even some of the terminology, it wasn't the typical wedding thing. They changed it. And so they flipped a coin at some point during the ceremony.
When it came time for us to say our vows, that's how it was determined in terms of the order. It was by a coin toss.
And the food was great. We said, you know what, let's have tailgate food.
But like on steroids. So as in better tasting, more of it, like not just a burger thrown on a bun, but like fancy, like mini brats, and it's just cool stuff.
Their cake was in the shape of Lombardi Trophy, so that was really cool and really neat.
At near the end when they had the kids come up and they, you know, that was the huddle. And so when we were all done, it was a team. And it was very clear that that was their focus. That was their priority. And I got to be part of it. And I'm very thankful for that.
We really did it up right, I think, to the point of even having jerseys custom made, one that said bride and one that said groom, that we wore after the actual ceremony.
But we didn't lose the meaning of the commitment ceremony, and again, that was very important, right? So in all the fun that we wanted to have, we can't lose sight of the meaning on why we were all really there, and we didn't. It was great.
I'm sure some people probably thought we were nuts, but most of them have come back to us at many points throughout the years and said, that was the best wedding I've ever been to.
I think some of the best events that we've had here at Lambeau Field are our weddings. We've kept details in line for very simple events and then also up to very elegant weddings.
I think people like to get married at Lambeau Field probably for a couple reasons. One, they're big pack events, and that's probably the biggest reason. Just they think that makes sense to have such a big moment in our life with the Packers. That's probably the biggest reason. I also think that it's a destination.
People have Lambeau Field on their bucket list. And it's not just Packers fans, it's football fans and sports fans. And it certainly is thrilling to be part of a venue that is on many people's bucket lists.
Looking back on our day, I mean, we were just, again, reliving the moments. We relive the moments, you know, at least once a year. And we just go, wow, we really did it.
I think it's pretty easy to find all of those little connections between trying to bring your family together as a team, doing a wedding event at Lambeau Field, and tying in all of the cool things that you can do. I mean, you know, let's face it, when you talk about the NFL, there are only a few teams that you can really talk about that have great, I mean great, history, legacy, personalities, spirit, and the Green Bay Packers are certainly at the top of that list for those teams.
Vince Lombardi is one of a kind. He has brought a lot of what I consider team building. A lot of his things that his philosophy, I bring to our family in the sense that it's philosophy that every individual can use in their life. Perseverance, humility, heart power, you know, all those key things that build up an individual in a positive way That's what I bring from Vince's legacy to our family.
Even if you looked at the invites, there's a quote from Vince Lombardi on the invite. They had this big, you know, team saying of one team. We are one team. There's no one individual that stands out that makes us better. We are one team. And we took that philosophy to heart to say the same thing. You know, we are one team. There's no one individual that makes us who we are as a family. We all bring our own personalities, our own perspectives, our own responsibilities to the team, and we are one team.
When we place our dependence in God, we are unencumbered and we have no worry. In fact, we may even be reckless insofar as our part in the production is concerned. This confidence, this sureness of action is both contagious and an aid to the perfect action. The rest is in the hands of God, and this is the same God, gentlemen, who has won all of his battles up to now. And those are the principles and the values that I raise my family with.